Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
What's up? Woo! Welcome.
It is Tuesday, and we're your entertainment Zoloft in a world gone mad. It's Atlanta over here hanging out. Saying what's up to our people over there in Los Angeles. What up, Heidi and Frank?
What's up, Atlanta?
What up?
Hey, guys.
Big things popping as usual. Later on in the show, Kendu Isaacs is trying to hit up the Bank of Mary J. Blige. Maybe we'll finally find out what's in that chicken wrap. Also, it looks like Kris Jenner is single and ready to mingle. Plus, she's going to show you her new look in a minute. But first, like Michael Jordan said, you miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. Mm-hmm. So Chris Brown shot his shot at Jennifer Lopez.
Ain't gonna work.
Now J-Lo was in one of his latest videos, and Chris sat down with Angie Martinez and, you know, talked about working with her, and it left him feeling some type of way. Take a look.
I love that J-Lo was in your video. Man, I didn't even know you knew J-Lo.
J-Lo bad, man.
Yo,
I don't know. I'm just letting it know. Hey, look. I might have looked stiffened up a little bit when I was back at the little show.
What?
Because there's a lot of people back there, and I was nervous. My palms are sweaty. I said hi, but I like you, and I want you.
I'm sure A-Rod,
that's it.
A-Rod really appreciates that, Chris. And also,
oh, you know what, Playboy? Oh, my bad.
And also, she's about, what is she, like 18 years older than you?
She can get it anytime.
Really?
70 years old, I don't even care.
She could wait till she's 70 and comes around.
All the way. Look at my lip when I did it.
Wow, that's bold.
I ain't mad at Chris for shooting this shot.
Yeah, but that's disrespectful, though.
No, it's not.
Woman have a man. He knows A-Rod. Why would you do something like that?
That was no shot. When we sing together, to pick up a woman, my palms are sweating and I stiffened up a little bit and I like you. Is that going to work ever?
Yes, it's like third grade.
It might. She might think it was cute. No.
Now, Chris Brown said he would hit J-Lo even if she was 70. Now,
dang.
Is there anybody who's a little bit older than you guys that you still would shoot your shot at?
Well, first of all, Headcrack, you shouldn't say Chris Brown would hit it. I don't think that's not a great way to say it when talking about Chris Brown.
You know, if I may shoot my shot at somebody, you remember Maria from Sesame Street?
Yes, I remember Maria.
I feel like I grew up with her my entire life. She's taught me so many things, and she's gone on to leave the show.
And you can probably hit that now, because she's probably about 70.
She always looked like she smoked weed.
Moving on, rumors have been swirling for a while now that Kris Jenner and Corey Gamble's relationship is over. And according to Kim Kardashian's Instagram, it appears that those rumors might be true because she posted this picture of her mom and the caption this. Mine is SWF, which stands for single white female. So she posted this picture of her mom.
Well, that spells it all the way out.
Now, here's what I would say after looking at this picture of Kris Jenner. I would say that's, since we're near Halloween, I think that's Ellen DeGeneres dressed as your grandma's couch.
Yeah, she's definitely broken up because when you break up with somebody, you change your look.
That's
and
right.
And this is the new mood. You can tell how she's sitting there with her little pinky out or whatever, chilling, her little bang.
Like new beginnings.
Okay. Like Heidi said, the style of clothing. She's saying this relationship is curtains.
Up next, y'all, there's a model on Instagram that has been dubbed Magic City Oprah. Oh. For those that don't know, Magic City is a strip club here in Atlanta, and everyone is saying that this girl, real name Cheyenne, is a dead ringer for Oprah. Well, if she wore a stripper in Atlanta. What y'all think?
What? Well, I apologize to the Dish Nation audience right now, but...
You get a lap dance.
Oh my God.
Whoa, she looks like Oprah.
What you gonna do with that, Frank? What you gonna do with that?
Uh-huh.
That is so nice. I she would destroy me.
He's speechless. You couldn't handle it.
I've never seen anybody resemble someone so much in the face. Like, I don't know what Oprah looks like underneath her clothes and her little skirts, but if she looks like this, that's crazy.
I'm even looking at the real Oprah differently now.
Me too.
Well, y'all, we reached out to Cheyenne, and she wanted us to get one thing straight. She's from Detroit, not Atlanta, so it's Motor City Oprah from here on out, please. Thank you.
I'd park my car in that garage.
All right, we're going to say goodbye to Atlanta for now, but we'll be back in just a bit to talk about the one movie that Mark Wahlberg says he would ask God for forgiveness for. And believe it or not, it's not Transformers 4.
Well, that was going to be my guess.
I know. It's everyone's guess.
All right. Bye for now, Atlanta.
Bye, you guys. All right, so next up, Mary J. Blige, right? She said she wanted no more drama, and apparently the universe did not listen and wanted her to suffer like Job from the Bible.
No.
I hate that.
Well,
I
she
hate
makes
that.
Her best music under duress.
True.
It is what it is. Right. Well, she got more drama. Her strange husband, ex-husband actually, Kendu Isaacs, is back looking for more money, like a cat that you gave milk
to. He has enough. Didn't he get, like, $40,000 to $30,000 a month?
$30,000.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. He initially asked for $130,000 a month, and the judge was like, get out of here with that. You get $30,000. Which I still feel was way too much.
Way too much. Get a job.
I mean, so Mary J. Blige has been very vocal about the fact that Kendu is a con artist, and her most recent album, it was pretty much about Kendu, because that's how she gets her pain out of her heart and off her chest.
Good
she
album,
talks about
too.
It in her music. Now, Kendu is claiming that it has affected his ability to get work, and since she's making money off these divorce songs.
Yeah.
He wants his cut, and he's trying to get $65,000 a month now.
Yes, and so he should.
No.
And y'all talking about that's how you get the pain by thinking about somebody. Go to a therapist.
It's not a divorce song. They're love songs. People go through love. That's why people relate.
That ain't no love.
It's what happens when you go through love and
what are
go
you talking about? Every singer
about
who
love.
Sings a song is singing about somebody. As long as she didn't say Kendu in the song, she don't owe him nothing.
Right, like, look at Adele. Makes songs about her life and her love and her
time.
So does everybody.
And makes millions of dollars off of it. And the fact you have to go through bad things to make these things happen. Kendu screwed her over.
He should have just kept his piece in his pants, and he'd have kept his piece of the pie.
That's right.
That man was her manager, honey. Had it not been for him, Mary J. wouldn't be working.
Oh, that's not true. Mary J. was already working before she met Kendu. She already made What's the 411, My Life, Don't Get Me Going, Share My World. Kendu was not around for any of those projects.
Ladies and gentlemen, and may I point out all the terrible things that happened under Kendu's managerial tutelage.
Hello.
What's in a chicken wrap? Mm-hmm. And also the Hillary Clinton hold her hand.
Oh, yeah.
Is it a gun? This is your life.
Yeah, come on, man. That was under Kendu's watch. She should be suing him.
He was trying to ruin her on the way out
from
with
the beginning.
He should be paid with 30,000 groin kicks and not money.
All right, moving on. Solange's son, Jules, just turned 13, and of course, they threw a party, and you know his little cousin, Blue Ivy, had to come on through. And one. Now that's Beyonce's daughter.
Yes, honey. Yes.
Just look at somebody and tell they're going to be great.
I know, right?
You didn't think she could dab? Could you dab better than Blue Ivy?
I can't do the dab because that's a hood dance, so I don't know how you do.
You're literally wearing a hood.
Yeah. But it's neon. I don't know if it counts.
Yeah.
I don't think it counts, that crack.
That declassifies
it. Yeah.
All right, y'all. Don't go anywhere because coming up after the break, Miss Kim Cattrall reveals that she was never friends with her Sex and the City co-stars. It was all honey business because y'all know how petty women can be, right? Coming up.
You almost read that.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Mark Wahlberg has been pretty open about being a devout Catholic, and he recently admitted to something that he wishes God would forgive him for. It's the role of Dirt Diggler in Boogie Nights.
Oh!
Now, Mark told the Chicago Tribune, "I just always hope that God is a movie fan and also forgiving because I've made some poor choices in my past, and when asked if he prayed for forgiveness for any of his movies, he said Boogie Nights, not Transformers 4 or 5.
What about Ted 2?
Oh. Is there anything that you think you're going to have to ask God for forgiveness for once you get up to the pyramid?
Well, the one thing I feel really bad about as a kid, I had an older cousin who I adored, and I was just like, looked up to her. And she, one day, and I wanted her to like me. She's about 3 years older than me, and she dared me to throw Sprite in my aunt's dog. It was a beagle. She said, throw Sprite in Tuffy's eyes. And I'll go, and I'm like, okay.
You threw Sprite in Tuffy's eyes?
I threw Sprite in this cute little beagle's eyes, and he was sitting there, and he's like, and I can remember it. And then she was just like, ew, that's so mean, and like left me.
You're a Catholic, too, not really devout.
Well, I've broken a couple of those rules.
Did you ever go to confessional and admit that to the father about Tuffy's eyes?
I did. I did talk about Tuffy to a priest.
What did the priest say? Did he give you some Hail Marys?
I had to do some Our Fathers, some Hail Marys, and he said, going forward, you be kind to people and animals, and I have.
Well, I think it's only fair that we throw Sprite in Heidi's eyes.
All
yeah,
right.
Come
you know
on.
What? It's fine. Whatever it's going to take. That's my penance.
We're going to have a beagle in here to throw Sprite in Heidi's eyes
sorry,
next.
Sorry, Tuffy.
With our hopes and dreams of a third Sex in the City movie over after Kim Cattrall, honey, turned it down, we are now learning more about Ms. Kim Cattrall's relationship with her co-stars Sarah Jessica Parker, Cynthia Nixon, and Miss Kristen Davis.
Let me guess, they were lovers.
No!
Long shot.
Yes, baby. Now, on her recent appearance on the Piers Morgan's Life Stories, Miss Kim revealed that a friendship with her co-stars never translated off screen. She said, quote, we've never been friends, honey. We've been colleagues, and in some way, it's a very healthy place to be, unquote.
Makes sense?
That makes sense. Yeah. I guess it makes sense, but, I mean, if you've ever watched the movies, I would swear that they were friends in real life.
That's what an
actress
does.
At least Carrie and her character.
Mm. Yes,
they're great actresses, honey.
I mean, just think about it. It's just like us on this show. I'm not friends with any of y'all, but we're colleagues.
What you mean?
I thought we were friends,
we've been shopping and everything together, bitch. What you mean I ain't your friend?
Well, it's colleagues.
We get along well enough for that.
Colleagues. Well, guess what? If we're colleagues, then you should not call me after hours. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Gary. I mean, you know, they say, you know,
no,
we use friends loosely. We use the word friends loosely.
No, you're not supposed to use the word friends loosely. That's the point
right.
of being friends.
Of who friends. The hell you calling a colleague?
Well, we work together.
That's them people on the corporate side and you. We are all more than colleagues.
Yeah, who you
Stop
just
playing,
go visit
Gary.
Real quick.
Oh.
If I snatch you up out your chair. Stop playing,
I
Gary.
Didn't know.
When you, we actually see each other more than we see our real friends.
What did you just say? You see what I told you?
See, you have friends and you have real friends.
Uh-huh.
All right, who's ready for a deal?
Me.
Can't you hear that boom-da-boom-dum-boom-da-boom-dum, baby? Super bass. That's right. It's Gig Bass Foldable Bluetooth Headphones.
All right.
Perfect. I always need some quality, super fly-looking headphones.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yes.
Well, it's all about the bass with these deep bass Bluetooth wireless headphones from Gigs. They're beautifully designed to be both lightweight, sturdy, and foldable. And they charge quickly for up to 10 hours of music and talk time.
Oh, and awesome. These colors are fabulous. Oh,
aren't they, Gary?
Yeah,
I knew you would love it. These deep bass foldable Bluetooth headphones come in cool white, industrial gray, glossy black, and outrageous red that Brad is holding.
Girl, how much are these gonna set us back, Portia?
Well, normally these headphones run as much as $80, but for our Dish Nation family, they're only $19. Go to morningsave.com to get your base today, honey. And coming up, to get you in the Halloween spirit, we're talking to the stars of the hit Fox shows, Lucifer and Exorcist, next.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Now, Halloween's right around the corner, and we wanted to get you in the mood. Now,
all
two
right
of the
now.
Biggest and scariest hits on Fox are Lucifer and The Exorcist. And our man Chewie recently talked to the stars of both, and here's how that all went down.
Good. What's up? How you doing?
I'm good. What's up?
Okay, what's the last question you want me to ask that everybody has asked you already?
What's in store this season?
What's in store this season? I will not ask.
Oh, let me ask Tom something. Tom, is there ever going to be any more Smallville?
That's messed up. Really?
Yeah.
You're a great Superman.
Aw,
Thank you.
It's true. You're so loved.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's like. People hate me. Tom Welling, you are so loved.
Thank you.
I get hate mail, and that's it. I've never had one fan letter.
No,
no, we hate
one?
You. We hate you, Chloe Decker. Die. You suck. Yes, constant.
You suck.
Yes.
Sweaty, I'm sorry.
Maybe ask us about this season.
Yeah, maybe ask us.
Like, want to chat?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Very refreshing.
Thank you. That's my style, man.
Dude, you're the best.
In real life, when has your little devil actually come out?
And that's not what you call it.
That's not what I call it. I know.
You know, what do you? I mean, this is exciting. First off, your sex scenes in Sense8 made me want to go to the gym.
Blew my mind,
blew my head, and blew the other. But then made me want to go to the gym.
Whoa! We've started as we mean to go on.
I saw my boy Poncho, and I was like, I got to start working out.
I have to say that day one was that scene. So I went to the trailer and they said, well, your costume, sir, is inside the trailer. And suddenly I watched like...
Una tanga.
That's it. Like, welcome to Sense8.
But yo, how were you introduced to the whole Exorcist universe, brother? I know I was by a babysitter. Our babysitter, who wasn't supposed to be showing us horror films, showed us The Exorcist, and we're all terrified. Do you remember your first kind of initial, you know, introduction to all this?
Well, the first time I watched The Exorcist, mm-hmm. I had like 9 years old. I was in Guadalajara with my little brother.
Awesome.
I was nine. He was probably six.
Okay.
Wow.
Yes. You understand who got the worst part.
Uh-huh.
Of course, me.
Yeah. Yeah. Give everybody who's watching this right now 3 reasons to watch Exorcist. Go.
It's gonna be scary, mm-hmm. Fun, and new storyline is coming in.
Boom.
Oh, terrifying. Complex characters,
okay.
And quite sexy this okay. season.
G-strings.
G-strings.
No G-strings.
No G-strings. There's no G-strings in The Exorcist.
It's just appalling. Oh.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Mi amo is Headcrack. What's yours?
Porsche.
That's my homage to, Dora the Explorer. She makes those weird pauses.
Right.
Well, Dora the Explorer is coming to a big screen near you, and Michael Bay has signed on with Paramount to produce a new live-action movie for Dora the Explorer.
Okay. Oh, that's it. All right.
Now, everything's kind of on a low-ski-wo-ski right now, but apparently Dora's going to be all grown up. She ain't going to be that 7-year-old anymore.
Okay.
And she's going to be playing a teenager who moves to the city to live with her cousin Diego.
Is she going to be Dora the pot smoker? Or Dora the club goer?
Well, these are the details.
No!
So we don't really quite know. So they say that they're looking at a 2019 release.
Okay.
And if you know Michael Bay's track record, he's also, you know, produced the Transformers franchise.
Yes.
Also Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I got it.
Yes, what?
Dora could be like, set it off. They need to just let Dora go all the way out. Let her rob a bank and then learn what not to do after she gets in trouble and learn that that's not cool.
Excuse me.
Get hard up for money and her and Diego rob a bank or something and then they end up in trouble and then it's like, oh my God, do not try this at home.
I think me and you should collab on this because I was kind of thinking something along those lines. You know, like Dora always likes to go to exotic places?
Yeah.
I was thinking Dora the Explorer goes to Medellin, Colombia, right?
Yes.
Diego gets kidnapped.
Yes. And she got to speak her Spanish, and that's what we learned in Spanish.
¿Dónde está cartel? The show is over, but make sure you go to morningsave.com to catch today's great deal. Wardrobe provided by Robert Grant. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.